For their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents, and the cruel venom of cobras. And that's the second time here that we see in the judgment of the Song of Moses, the cruel venom of cobras, or poison of serpents. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine, and recompense. Their foot shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them. For Yahweh will judge his people, and have compassion on his servants, when he sees their power is gone, and there is no one remaining, bond or free. He will say, "Where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no Elohim besides me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. For I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I whet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my servants and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, with the blood of the slain and the captives, from the heads of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render vengeance to his adversaries. He will provide atonement, or he makes Kippur, atonement for his land and his people. So the Song of Moses is all about the judgment and atonement. We can see a picture of Revelation in the Song of Moses. We can see the venom of serpents, or the poison of serpents, is part of this judgment, and I believe we have seen the beginning of that. Probably only the beginning of that. But also in the Song of Moses, we see the redemption of his servants, and that he, Yahweh, is the one who makes atonement for his people, and that would be he, Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation, is atonement for his people. Now, let's contrast the Song of Moses, which proclaims judgment for rebellion and forsaking Yahweh, with the Song of the Lamb in 2 Samuel chapter 22. Before we read it, why do we think this may be the Song of the Lamb? Well, there are several reasons. First of all, it is a song by King David, and the Lamb of God, Yeshua, is also called the Son of David. Then also, as you will see when we read it, it is all about Yeshua, or Yahweh's salvation, Yahweh's Shua, and lastly, and most interestingly, it is the half-Torah portion that the Jews, who of course do not yet recognize Yeshua as Messiah, they read this along with Deuteronomy chapter 32 and the Song of Moses. So every year at the time of the fall feasts, and most specifically near the Day of Atonement, for millennia now, the Jews have been reading the Song of Moses and this song by David about Yeshua, Yahweh's Shua, Yahweh's salvation. They have been reading these two together. The Song of Moses is the judgment of Yahweh. The Song of the Lamb is his deliverance. Both read together, just as we saw in Revelation 15. So let's read 2 Samuel chapter 22. Then David spoke to Yahweh the words of this song, on the day when Yahweh had delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the Elohim of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation. This word here is 3, 4, 6, 8 in the Hebrew, and that is Yeshua or Shua. My stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, again, this is 3, 4, 6, 7, Shua. You save, again, Yeshua, you Shua me, from violence. And this word here for violence is H2555, interestingly, is Hamas. I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved, Shua, from my enemies. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, or tribulation, I called upon Yahweh, and cried out to my Elohim. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. Sound familiar? Read the book of Revelation. The foundations of heaven quaked and were shaken. Because he was angry, smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness canopies around him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. Yahweh thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, the foundations of the world were uncovered, at the rebuke of Yahweh, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. Again, Revelation, Revelation, Revelation. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but Yahweh was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore Yahweh has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes. With the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man you will show yourself blameless. With the pure you will show yourself pure. And with the devious you will show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Yahweh. Yahweh shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my Elohim I can leap over a wall. As for Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is proven. Again, Yeshua is the word of Yahweh. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is Elohim except Yahweh? And who is a rock except our Elohim? Elohim is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer, and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, your Yeshua. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again until they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them, so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save. Salvation. They looked, but there was no salvation. No Yeshua. Even to Yahweh. But he did not answer them. That's a scary thought. It was too late. His enemies even looked to him, but he would not save them. He would not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I trod them like dirt in the streets, and I spread them out. You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me as the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. The foreigners shall submit to me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. Yahweh lives. Blessed be my rock. Let Elohim be exalted, the rock of my salvation, my Yeshua. It is Elohim who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent men, again, Hamas. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. He is the tower of salvation of Yeshua to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. That is just incredible. The Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb, I do believe. Lastly, let's also take a look at the new song that the 144,000 sing in the book of Revelation, as well as the four living creatures and the 24 elders. First, we'll read Revelation 5, 9 through 14, actually 8 through 14. Now, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to Elohim by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our Elohim, and we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb for ever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives for ever and ever. Revelation 14, verse 3 through 5. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to Elohim and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no deceit. For they are without fault before the throne of Elohim. So, is this new song related to the Song of the Lamb at all? To get some clues to what this new song will be about, let's read where else in Scripture a new song, quote-unquote, is mentioned. It's actually mentioned in several Psalms and Isaiah 42. Psalm 33, Rejoice in Yahweh, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise Yahweh with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy, or teruah, I'm sure, of joy. For the word of Yahweh is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them, by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Yahweh brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of Yahweh stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose Elohim is Yahweh, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Yahweh looks from the heavens to see all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety, neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of Yahweh is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for Yahweh. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Yahweh, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for Yahweh, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our Elohim! Many will see it in fear, and will trust in Yahweh. Blessed is the man who makes Yahweh his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Yahweh, my Elohim, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my Elohim, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Yahweh, you yourself know, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation, your Yeshua. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me, for innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Yahweh, to deliver me. O Yahweh, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion, who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor, who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame, who say to me, Aha, aha! Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation, your Yeshua, say continually, Yahweh be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet Yahweh thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my Elohim. Psalm 96. O sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Sing to Yahweh, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation, his Yeshua, from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. But Yahweh made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to Yahweh, O families of the peoples. Give to Yahweh glory and strength. Give to Yahweh the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. The world is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before Yahweh. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. And we'll continue on through Psalm 97 and 98, because Psalm 96 talks about a new song, and Psalm 98 also is a new song. So we're going to read Psalm 97 as well, because I think it's a continuation of the new song. Yahweh reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world, the earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of Yahweh. At the presence of Yahweh of the whole earth, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast in idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice. Because of your judgments, O Yahweh, for you, Yahweh, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love Yahweh hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. O sing to Yahweh a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. Yahweh has made known his salvation, his Yeshua, who is his right hand. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation, the Yeshua of our Elohim. Shout joyfully to Yahweh, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to Yahweh with the harp and the sound of the psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before Yahweh the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before Yahweh, for he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world, and the peoples with equity. Psalms 144. Blessed be Yahweh my rock, who trains my hands for war, and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Yahweh, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath, his days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Yahweh, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of foreigners whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O Elohim. On a harp of 10 strings I will sing praises to you. The one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David his servant from the deadly sword, rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, that our oxen may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose Elohim is Yahweh. And the last psalm that mentions the new song is Psalm 149, and I'm going to go ahead and read 150 as well. Praise Yahweh, sing to Yahweh a new song, and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name with dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation, Yeshua. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of Elohim be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations, and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Praise Elohim in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet or shofar. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. So we can see the new song is all about deliverance of Yahweh's people through the judgment of the world, the destruction of his enemies, and the restoration of his people. That is the new song. And last of all, we'll read Isaiah 42, verses 10 through 17. Sing to Yahweh a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth, you who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them. Let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to Yahweh and declare his praise in the coastlands. Yahweh shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have held my peace a long time. I have been still and restrained myself. Now I will cry like a woman in labor. I will pant and gasp at once. I will lay waste the mountains and hills, and dry up all their vegetation. I will make the rivers coastlands, and I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed who trust in carved images, who say to the molded images, you are our gods. Again, in that passage, we see salvation for his people and forgiveness and atonement and judgment for those that go astray and do not obey or honor him, but serve carved images. The Song of the Lamb and the New Song are both about Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation, Yahweh's Shua, and that along with the events of the Book of Revelation are all about the fulfilling of the ultimate Day of Atonement, the ultimate Yom Kippur. Those trusting in Yeshua, singing the Song of the Lamb, the New Song, are atoned for, redeemed by the blood of Yeshua, when he, as High Priest in heaven, puts his own blood on the four horns of the altar, redeeming his people who have been scattered to the four corners of the earth, as was prophesied in the Song of Moses. They, we, are atoned for by his blood and gathered from the four corners of the earth at the beginning of the seventh day, the day of Yahweh, the millennial Shabbat, when Yeshua will rule and reign from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Shua. Again, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com for more messages like this one. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your home.